This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for standing with us every Saturday night as we try to, give you the latest in what's going on. And also try to help you have a little fun as you unwind at the end of the long week as well. Welcome to you if you're watching on Biz TV. I don't know if you're watching on Biz TV because the monitor that I would normally see that would be telling me that you would see me on Biz TV is currently looking at a wintry set of mountains. Oh, there we are. Well, that's Times Square, at least. There I am. I'm on my monitor now. Maybe I was on TV the whole time. I don't know. It's always a little dodgy when we don't have Master Nick back in the video room. But the boss man, Ivan, is back there. So we're going to test his mettle tonight. We'll see just how good he is at the multi-applicational communications disciplines. We are also not streaming yet online. We'll try to get that up in the next commercial break as well. But welcome aboard. Glad to have you with us. If you are watching Biz TV, of course, welcome. Our phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And we've got some breaking news to kind of start out with tonight. You know those Covington Catholic kids? You know that the poor guy that was kind of the target of all the hate speech that was leveled at those poor kids. His name is Nick Sandman, and he has now filed, through his lawyers, a lawsuit against CNN. Now, this is kind of remarkable because CNN often doesn't, come under much scrutiny. But they're going to sue CNN for $250 million over vicious and direct attacks on Nick Sandman. And you may not, I don't know if you fully remember what happened, but there was this outbreak the weekend of the March for Life in Washington, D.C. on the steps of the Supreme Court. And there was this group called the Black Hebrew Israelites or something like that. And then there was this other group that was kind of led by this fake chief guy, the Native American, who turned out to be a complete fraud. He's an actor. He has some Native American blood in him, but he's really just a gun for hire. So he goes around places and acts outraged and offended. And all they had was like pictures, Ivan, put that first one back up there again. All they had was pictures like this. Just, him staring the chief, what's his name, down, and the guy was banging his drum, like in his face, like 6 inches away. And all he does is stand there. If you watch the whole tape, all he does is stand there the whole time. But there was this one part where he had a smile on his face, kind of like the picture I've got on the screen right now. And the media acted as though he was taunting the Native American elder, the actor for hire. They acted as though and CNN picked up this stuff and started running with it. Their tweet division just started tweeting out all this stuff, and man, the hatred came to Covington Catholic fast and furious, too fast and furious for the facts to have led the way in terms of actually determining what people should think about it. And then as the investigation of the facts came out, all of a sudden now it was a completely different story. All of a sudden now it was something that they felt regretful for having done. The Washington Post did the same thing, by the way. They're being sued for about $200 million. CNN's going to get sued for about $250 million. It'll be interesting to see what's going down. But they're suing for punitive damages in addition to personal harassment and injurious reputational damage. And I'm actually kind of glad because I think that when, and I watched the extended tape of those kids that day, they did nothing. They literally stood there and smiled. They were waiting for their bus, by the way. That's why they were there. They were waiting for their bus to come pick them up, and like good little Catholic boys do, they minded their manners. And when one of them started to get a little bit mouthy, it was Nick Sandman who turned his head and he said, "Hey, don't do that. Let's keep this right." So, proper decision making, good choices, nice moral backbone. And now, because these media outlets thought they could do this and not have to, you know, observe any consequence for it, Nick Sandman's going after him, at least his lawyer is, and it should be kind of interesting. Now, I got wind that he'll be on the Mark Levin TV show tomorrow night on Fox News. I might have to tune that in for sure, because I'd be interested in knowing. Anyway, welcome aboard. Did you have a good week? Very interesting week we had. Do we have the big board handy there, Mr. Ivan? Let's go to the big board if we can, because I want to give you a preview of what we've got on the show tonight. So tonight in the ladies' lounge, to the far right of your screen there, Ashley Papa, one of our favorites, one of the longtime first runners of the ladies' lounge. She's going to be with us. We're going to talk relationships. She's getting married in 22 days. So it's kind of cool to see, you know, all the advice she's given over the years and how it's really been quite beneficial. I've had a lot of people write us and say, "Hey, thanks for having Ashley on. You know, I've gotten a lot out of what she's had to say." Anyway, she's tying one on nuptials, that is, at the end of the month, and so we're excited about that. But she's gonna give us a couple of things. If you're facing that first date soon, there's some Kickstarters she's got for you that are just surefire ways to get the first date off on the right foot. So we'll get into that. Now, I didn't say take the big board down yet, but the big board, thank you there. Then Nancy Pelosi and AOC are in it's a power struggle in the House. I don't know what's happened. But somehow three freshman congresswomen that are as radical as they've ever been, have ever come along, have taken over everything in all of Congress. So that's on the big show tonight. And we're thankful that everybody can join us and we can talk. But I do want to talk to you about the dilemma that is in the House. Because, and I don't know if you saw this headline, it was in the Washington Times, House votes in favor of illegal immigrant voting. Did you see this? Stephen Dinan wrote it just as I was wrapping up my on-air yesterday here in New York. This got published. The House Democrats voted to defend localities that would allow illegal immigrants to vote in their elections. You know what that means? That the Democrats in the House of Representatives are actually in favor of non-citizens, think about this, offsetting the votes of citizens. Now, you look at their policies towards the border, and you go, huh, they don't want any checks or balances on people coming through. They don't want to vet people. They just want people to come. We'll give you asylum. We'll lose track of you once you're in the country. We won't even really hunt for you that badly. Just come on. Now they're actually putting votes to the test, and they're actually now on the record as a majority, in the majority position in the House of Representatives, a majority of them said, we want illegal immigrants to have the right to vote. 888-340-3373. That vote was taken yesterday. Democrats have voted officially. It is an on-the-record vote. They voted officially to endorse illegal immigrants having the right to vote in elections in America. What is your reaction, America? Do you even have one? 888-340-3373. Should non-citizens of the U.S. have the right to vote in elections in our country? Should non-citizens have the right to vote? They are voting and saying as a majority party, and the majority of them in that, and they carried the vote in the House. They had enough of them. There were a few that didn't, but enough of them voted in lockstep to support and endorse illegal immigrants getting the right to vote. Now, this thing would be dead on arrival in the Senate, so there's no chance it's becoming law. Yet. if the Democrats get the Senate, if they get the White House, they could make it the law. It could become law. They could have illegal immigrants voting in American elections as part of federal law. But I want to know your reaction to that. How does that strike you? I've got some thoughts about it. It doesn't say anything good to me. I have a hard time understanding how you can really say you're serving the American people when you are actually advocating and voting in favor of letting non-American people replace American people's votes in the ballot box. 888-340-3373. Would this be enough to change your vote if you were a Democratic supporter in the past? I know Danny in Florida is. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Is it right for illegal immigrants to be lawfully empowered to vote in our elections? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Coming right back, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, and that is the number that will connect you into us as we are back in the studio. I'm getting my earpiece back in. And we are now up and streaming online, so I hope that you can join us there if you would like to see the video broadcast of the feed. We are glad to be able to bring that to you, and we don't even charge you for it. There's a lot of talk radio people that do this streaming thing, and they have the thing on their websites and on their Facebooks and Twitters and stuff, and then they charge people for it. I'm like, why are you doing that? Just let them. Right now we're on Twitter and Periscope. It'll get put on Facebook in just a second. All right, so here's the thing. The Democrats in Congress, they had an interesting week. Okay, they could not say that they loved Jewish people. They could not say that they wouldn't condemn Jewish people in satanic and anti-Semitic ways. In fact, they had one of their members who basically openly showed that she's an anti-Semite for like the last week. And then in order to respond to her, they decided to draft legislation that criticized other groups. So they drafted legislation that criticized Islamophobia and white supremacy, which wasn't even really the issue. The issue was whether or not they had said anti-Semitic things. So that's where the Democrats started the week. But they ended the week in really good form because they actually voted on a piece of legislation in which they approved of illegal immigrants getting the right to vote in American elections. Now, I'm just curious how America itself would respond to such things. And, you know, they justified it by saying, well, here's what John Lewis, the former civil rights icon leader, said about it. He said, "We are prepared to open up the political process and let all of the people come in. Let all of the people come in." The 228-197 vote came as part of the broader debate on the Democrats' major legislative priority this year, H.R. 1 for the People Act. The measure would have not immediate practical effect, even if it passed, because the Senate says it's dead on arrival. But that's the point. We're relying on one body of the legislature to kill the really stupid ideas from the other body of the legislature. Because the Democrats in Congress want to give illegal immigrants rights to vote in our elections. Now, your reaction to this, I'm very interested in. Let's go to, someone listening on one of our brand new stations, Line 3. Mike is calling from Sacramento, listening to the Blowtorch, KTKZ. Hey, Mike, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Good to have you.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. And should I address you as Vostradamus?
Oh, someone's an Eric Metaxas listener here. Well,
yes, I do listen to Eric.
So, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. What do you make of this? And your state would be one in which they've already experimented a little bit with this in the San Francisco area.
Well, they're giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens in California.
Yeah.
And so, since we have motor voter, I'll bet a bunch of them are already registered. But the point I wanted to make is, if they're given the right to vote, then they have the right to vote absentee. And therefore, they can go home and vote there. Or the aliens can come here, just register and go home, and we can have the whole world voting in American elections.
Which is what the Democrats would love to have happen. But I'm not sure that would accomplish a great deal for our purposes.
Yeah, well, and that's essentially what, was it John Lewis said? We want everyone to come here and vote.
Well, he said that we want to open up.
Come here.
He said we want to open up. We are prepared to open up the political process and let all of the people come in. Doesn't matter if they're Americans or not, I guess, Congressman.
Yeah, and then they can come in, register, and go home and vote absentee.
Well, and I just blows my mind because we've had a lot of people die in a lot of wars, shed a lot of blood so that those votes could be counted as American votes, and I'm not sure that our ancestors died for that purpose. Mike, thanks for the call, and thanks for listening to us on the... go ahead, you got one last...
One more point?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what they're trying to do really is destroy the country. If the... they're international socialists, and that's the name for a communist. They're international socialists.
I can't disagree with
that. They want to destroy America.
Mike, I appreciate the call.
Great.
Thanks for tuning us in on Saturday there in Sacramento. San Francisco, if you're all listening, KTKZ, great station there and a big blowtorch in Northern California. Let's go to line two. Frank is calling from Des Moines, Iowa. Hello, Frank. You're on with Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, a couple of quick things. Pat Buchanan's 2004 book, Way Back Home, basically stated the vast majority of American citizens wanted the border shut down with the U.S. military if necessary. So I don't know what's changed. But Kirstjen Nielsen, this week, Homeland Security,
right,
testified before Congress saying that she expects 1 million illegals to cross the border this year. That's cross the border. Now, you take Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, which basically swung the election for Trump. You put about 100,000 votes. All it would take about 100,000 votes to overturn that election, swing it back to the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have 1 million people cross the border this year. So it doesn't look good, and it looks like they know just what they're doing, and Donald Trump needs to stick to his guns and shut this border down.
Yeah, I think he's going to, and I think that he's going to win in court. I don't think that they're going to be able to say he doesn't have the right to declare a national emergency. It's always been the executive power to do that, and it has been since they've given him that power in 1976, and they've done it some 60 times. Anyway, Frank, I appreciate the call. Thank you. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. If you're just joining us, here's the headline. From the Washington Times and a number of other papers today, the House, the U.S. House of Representatives, voted yesterday, Friday afternoon, late in the day, in favor of illegal immigrant voting. Now, it's not gonna become law in the Senate. The Senate's not gonna pass it. The President's certainly not gonna sign it. But I wanna ask you this. Does it concern you that the majority party in the House of Representatives, the house that is most closely associated with the common man of the United States citizenry, does it bother you that the majority party talked that body into voting in a majority way to approve illegal immigrant voting? Again, it's not gonna become law, but does it not send a very clear message about what the stakes are going into the next election? I mean, I just think that we cannot wait and sit back on our hands and then come 2020 go, oh, I didn't see anything coming. This is a major, bold move. There was a very similar piece of legislation like this that got put forward 2 years ago, and an overwhelming majority of Democrats voted against it. This time they're voting in favor of it. Only six Democrats, if my numbers are right, only six Democrats voted against this particular issue. What does that tell you about the parties and where we're at? 888-340-3373, taking your call. 888-340-3373. Coming right back, live from New York. It's Radio Night Live.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
And I always like to jokingly say, may the best woman win.
Senator Amy Klobuchar is campaigning for the Democratic presidential nomination at the South by Southwest Festival. Klobuchar says she's joking, there's no litmus test.
Many of them would be good, but I think that competition is good.
And there is plenty of that this weekend. Senator Kamala Harris and Beto O'Rourke are among those in Austin, as well as Senator Elizabeth Warren, who took a swipe at Bernie Sanders.
Bernie has to speak to what democratic socialism is. And I'm not. And the centrists have to speak to whatever they are doing.
Don't forget, daylight savings time is beginning once again. Most Americans are springing forward, turning their clocks ahead right at 1 o'clock. Arizona and Hawaii are the states that opt out of daylight saving time. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373, taking your calls, and glad to have you along with us. Let's go to Orlando, listening on 105.5 WORL radio tonight. Steve is calling us on line one. Steve, we're talking about... What? Hello?
Just a second. Sorry, I'm taking a delivery at the moment, so give me just a moment.
Okay, put him on hold. He goes to the back of the line. We normally put the people that disagree with us at the front of the line, but if you're, like, eating pizza when I come to you on the air, then you're going to have to wait. Let's go to Wichita, Kansas, watching on Biz TV tonight. Van is on line, too. Hello, Van.
Hello, Kevin. This is Van.
Yeah.
My opinion would be that since the government in this country is actually the people, they're trying to overthrow the people. They're trying to overthrow the government. They ought to just charge them all with anybody that signed that bill and voted for it, charge them with treason.
Well, it certainly seems as anti-American and as counterintuitive to being people, to being supportive of the American people as possible. But, Van, let me ask you this. How do they play this come 2020? Like the majority of them in the House voted in favor of letting non-citizens offset our votes. How are they going to be able to explain that?
Well,
they'll be explaining it to a president that got elected by illegal immigrants, so he'll go right along with them.
We'll see. All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
That's what they're hoping for.
No, well, and that's why the border's got to be open. I mean, it all makes sense now. Thanks, Van. Appreciate the call. 888-340-3373. Look, it doesn't take like rocket science to put this together, does it? You've got a political party that has basically lost the center of America, even to the degree that they lost the more liberal Rust Belt because it's more fiscally liberal, wants bigger government for safety nets and so forth. But they're not people that are interested in, you know, giving people free taxpayer paid transgender surgeries. You know, these types of things. Like, they're not the AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, we hate Jews, let's embrace Islam, let's do all the stuff that those three are doing. Most of the old blue collar workers in those Rust Belt states don't have any relationship to what those three women are talking about most days. I don't even know if those three women know what they're talking about most days. But anyway, those voters from those areas certainly do not. Obviously, California has its own view of how America should be, and it's basically saying we're going to do everything opposite of whatever they do. So whatever America does, California, we're going to do the opposite. So, you know, let's saw them off the continent, push them out into the Pacific, and let them fend for themselves for a while. You know, it'd be interesting to see what happened. But aside from that, aside from the really, and it, you don't believe me, but let me just state a couple things. California, they now have diseases back in circulation in California that have been dead diseases in America for several decades. It took scientists dozens of years to kill the typhus outbreak. Governor Newsom brought it back with just a few executive orders. Sanctuary state. No more joint terrorism task force in their major cities. I mean, you talk about a hotbed of radicalism and no accountability in a place where terrorists could go set up an operation and the U.S. wouldn't know much about it. San Francisco's the place because they withdrew their they withdrew their participation in the joint terrorism task force from their police department. So now not only do they not know who's there because they're a sanctuary state, now they don't know what they're doing. So, you know, I'm not going to be shocked if we discover a terrorist cell or two at work in the greater San Francisco area, the Bay Area. This is why people are leaving California, big time. I've got a lot of relatives out there. They're all trying to come east. Anyway, 888-340-3373. Let's try Steve again in Orlando. Steve, line one, are you there?
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you were making a delivery. What do you do? Do you do pizza or what?
Yeah, I'm a pizza delivery driver. I'd actually just gotten to the guy's front door when you guys had picked up.
I apologize for that.
I was like, the timing. Okay, but so you're saying that the H.R. 1, right, the bill in the House allows illegal immigration, right, or illegal immigrants to vote. Is that correct?
What I'm saying is that the Democrats in the House voted in favor of illegal immigrants having the right to vote. Yes, that is what I said.
Okay. But I read, like, over the bill, and I didn't find that in there. However, I did find the Citizens United in there, which they're opposed to, and I am opposed to as well. Right. Let's see. I don't understand where you're coming up with the idea that the illegal immigrants be allowed to vote.
Well, that was part of what they did in a resolution on Friday. I'll talk about it more when we come.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
62641. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. So Steve from Orlando, who's out delivering pizza, and I hope he listens to us all the way through the evening. I was just doing a little research. I've got news sources in front of me that range from WLS, KUSI, USA Today, Roll Call, the News Observer, the New York Times, the Charlotte Observer, Fox 35, Orlando. That all are reporting on the measure that the House voted to allow illegal immigrants to vote. So if it didn't happen, then it's the biggest scam ever, because most of the media outlets are reporting on the vote. So Steve, just go do a Google search and you'll see for yourself. But I'm trusting that it happened. Stephen Dynan, the guy who reported it in the Washington Times, does my show frequently. And he is one of the better immigration reporters in the country. And that's where I initially saw the report. Washington Times, House votes in favor of illegal immigrant voting. And it was an attempt to basically send a message. I mean, this will never become law. This has no chance of ever becoming law. This bill will be dead in the Senate upon arrival, and the president would veto it if it ever got out of the Senate. And I don't think that they could cobble together 67 votes in the Senate to override it. I just don't think that they could do that. So having said all of that, what is interesting about this particular scenario is that on a vote that is nothing more than symbolism, it tells you something about the Democratic Party. It tells you that they are willing to let non-citizens replace or offset the actual votes of citizens. I mean, it shouldn't be surprising because they're also the same party that doesn't believe that you should be required to show an ID to get to vote. So put these three pieces of the puzzle together. Open borders up the wazoo and back. Let illegal immigrants vote. Show no ID in the polls. Could you see the chance that anything could be committed like fraud there? Any chance at all? I mean, that's a rather remarkable set of positions to hold, and that's what the major Democratic positions are on all three of those. So what I want to know from you listening tonight and watching is how do you respond to that? This is a party that's going to try to make their case that you should take their nominee for president and kick Donald Trump out in 2020. Is this a viable reason to do that? Does it comfort you to have the idea that non-citizens could be replacing the votes of actual citizens? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I want to know your thoughts on this, 888-340-3373. Non-citizens voting in our elections. Now, there's a federal statute that does not allow, the vote to occur for illegal aliens to get a vote on presidential races. So from that level, they're saying, "Well, we're already protected there. We have nothing to worry about. We have nothing to endanger there. No one's going to get the right to vote because we have that backstop." But friends, again, I go back to open borders, no ID. And now, in some localities where this has gone into effect, and San Francisco is one of those cities that allows non-citizens to vote. So in the school board elections, in the city elections, in the state elections, you're allowed to vote if you're an illegal immigrant in San Francisco. What's going to keep those same polling officials from noticing when someone votes in a state election in California versus when somebody votes in the federal election in California? What's going to keep them from allowing the wrong person to go through and cast the ballot? They're not even going to ask for an ID. They're just going to check to see if the signature matches from the last time that they came in. That's how those states do that. I live in one of those states. It's awful. I go walking in there. I have my ID whipped out before I ever get up to the desk. I'm like, "Here, take a look. I want you to know that this is me." And the you know, sweet little old 60-year-old lady sitting behind the table goes, "Wow, Mr. McCullough, we went through that last time." I leave an impression wherever I go. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But what should be the case? 888-340-3373. And this is why the wall's got to be built, is it not? This is why you've got to have gates for people to come through and not just 2,000 miles of crossable border. Gates and flow control. So you give them the point of contact. You say, "Well, you can't come across here because the wall's here. But if you walk down to the end of this wall, there's a gate right down there. Just check in there and make sure you've got all your paperwork in order and everything should be great. Hunky-dory. Okay, welcome to America." Oh, by the way, if you're business isn't taken care of, then we're not going to let you in. That should just be common sense, but we have to like somehow not say what is and isn't right anymore. Let's go to Chris in South Carolina, listening to 92.9 FM tonight. Hey, Chris, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Good to have you.
Oh, thank you. This is I'm a first time listener. I've never heard of this station before, but so far it's been outstanding.
Thank you.
As far as the illegals voting, that is the most ludicrous thing I think I've ever heard. And every time I hear something that the Democrats are doing, or politicians in general, I can't help but think that's as worse as it's going to get. And then you wait a week and it's something even more ridiculous than before.
Right.
The level of fraud that's in the election system now, as far as people stuffing ballot boxes and, all of a sudden ballots appear out of nowhere.
Yeah, the mysterious missing ballots that always show up after close elections are done. Well, I just heard this week, Chris, so in New Jersey, because I've come to you from New York, and in New Jersey, the neighboring state here, Bob Menendez ran for Senate reelection, and I just found out this week that he had more ballots cast for him in Hackensack, New Jersey, than they have registered voters registered in both parties. So
it's just ridiculous, and that need to solve that problem. But then you have the people voting multiple times.
Yep.
The lady said that she voted for Barack Obama 10 times.
And bragged about it.
Bragged about it. And nothing happened.
All right. Hey, Chris, thanks for the call. Yeah, check us out every Saturday. We're here at the same time, and we appreciate our good friends at 92.9 right there. All right, more of your phone calls when we continue. It's coming right back to New York, Radio Night Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Wrapping up the first hour of Radio Night Live. That's a beautiful shot of downtown Manhattan tonight. And it's a nice night in New York. Glad it's one that you can join us wherever you're joining us from. 888-340-3373. Been taking your calls all hour. The Democrats in the House voted to in favor of allowing illegal immigrants to vote. Across the country, this is what this is the first time that they've voted in the majority to do that in the House of Representatives. And you know, when you pair it with being in favor of open borders and being in favor of having no IDs for people at the, so I just like that just kind of wigs me out a little bit. Like the potential for the fraud is great, and that I'm supposed to trust a bunch of these people. Just blindly, I'm sorry, I can't. I happen to be rather Calvinistic in my theological perspective. I think that the depravity of man is a full, fully guaranteed, experience. So, let's put accountability in place. Let's have ID. Let's have, let's prove citizenship. Let's make sure that we are who we say we are. The only people that don't want to do that are people that want to cheat. And evidently, the Democrats want to cheat. Let's go to line two. Jim calling us from Tampa. Hey, Jim, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Hey, Kevin, thank you so much. I tell you, this is a first-time caller, but I am so welcome. Glad to hear that someone is putting out the truth now over the radio, because you get so much lies on the in the media. And I was listening to you, and I said to myself, well, you know, now the Democrats are being honest. They're telling you what they really want to do. I believe that they've been this has been their plan all along. But now they're bold enough to know that if the borders are not closed, there will be plenty of people to vote for them, regardless of what they do. So I can only say that our country is in great jeopardy if we do not do something and do it now, because we're on the pinnacle of whether we fall to the
I agree
right.
with you, Jim. Thanks for the call. Real quickly, let's get Patrick in here on line three from El Dorado, California. Okay, Patrick, sorry that we lost you. You could call back. He wanted to say something about birthright citizenship. On line one, I don't have anybody on line one.
I got Patrick on
Patrick's on line. Well, can we go to Patrick on line one then?
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
I'm well.
I live up in I'm up in El Dorado County, where they discovered gold, but California has no gold left because they're going to steal it, the government. But the big thing is with the reality is that all of the illegals, of course, they're populating, and every single one of those children are going to be citizens. And there you go. That's I think that we're in a really, really bad place. I think Ronald Reagan basically blew it with amnesty back in '86, and we've had a 60-year problem with this situation.
I absolutely agree with you, Patrick. I couldn't agree with you more, actually. We're out of time this hour. Thanks for the call, and keep listening. That's the second call tonight from.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get